Welcome to the Big Three Astrology Podcast. I'm Emmeline, your host and astrologer, bringing you the astrological forecast for the week ahead for Monday the 22nd of April through until Sunday the 28th of April. Apologies for the last few weeks for not being able to have time to record the show. It's been eclipse season like we've been talking about for the last few weeks beforehand, and it's been a really busy time. So I hope eclipse season has treated you all kindly. I hope you've all had an easy time with it all. Change is always interesting because sometimes it can seem scary and it can seem overwhelming, but you know, you don't often get to where you want to get to unless there's some change. So change is a big part of eclipses, and even though it can be daunting or busy or scary, you know, a bit scary sometimes, I think one way to remember is that you can't have growth without change. And the word for this week, for the week ahead, for forecast, for the podcast, for the word for the week, what I was thinking of earlier when I was looking at all the energy and all the aspects that's moving around at the moment, the word for the week I came up with was growth. So this is a really, really potent week for growth. So whatever it is that you are looking at changing or growing or expanding, this is a really good time to do it. And in fact, I'm recording this Sunday night, which is the 21st of April. Today we have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is one of the biggest aspects of the year. We were talking about this at the beginning of the year. Astrologers are talking about it at the moment. It's one of the biggest, like I said, aspects of April, but also of 2024. And what that means when these two come together and we have this aspect is it really is unexpected growth, just opportunities, expansion there in ways that you could never imagine. So what we are going to do with this aspect is we're going to pull it in and say, how do you want to grow? What do you want to expand? What do you want to manifest? It's a great, really, I mean, this aspect comes around every, what sort of 13 years, 12 years. So with this aspect being here, it doesn't come around very often. So when it is coming around, ask yourself, you know, what is it that I am looking to expand, and what do I want to in my wildest dreams? Or if I could do anything with this energy, what would I like to do? That is what it's really pulling towards and asking you. Now, it's happening at 21 degrees of Taurus. So again, like I always encourage you to do, if you have a copy of your birth chart, look at which house on the chart 21 Taurus falls into, because that's going to show you where this opportunity for expansion and growth is falling for you. So if it's in your 10th house, it's an opportunity for your career. If it's in your if it's in your fourth house, maybe it's an opportunity for your home and so forth. So look out at your chart and see where this is happening. And these two people have been saying, oh, you know, the 21st of April, a lot of astrologers have been saying, look at that date, or the 20th, depending on which part of the world you're in. But this aspect is there for the whole of this week. And that's why I'm saying growth is the word for this week, because they're still dancing around together, and Jupiter is it's a fairly slow moving planet anyhow. So they're going to be within conjunction for the rest of the week. So the energy isn't just for Sunday, you know, it's going to be there. So think about what it is. Spend some time, just a minute, a moment, however long, just to sit and reflect on what it is that you want to grow and what you want to build, because the momentum's there and the energy's there anyway. So sort of putting your mind forward on what it is that you want to grow is would be a great opportunity with this energy. So that's what we're starting the week with. So it's there on Sunday. It's also going to be there on Monday the 22nd. So it is a strong one. And at the same time on Sunday, we have the Pluto Sun trine. And that just magnifies the noise of the Jupiter Uranus saying, oh, what are we building? How is this going? How is it going to happen? Because we never really know with Uranus how it's going to happen. But with the Pluto Sun trine, it's saying this is an opportunity to transform yourself at the same time. So it's a huge day. This is a huge month. April is certainly the busiest month of the year. So one of the other things that I think is important to remember as we start talking about the astrology for this week is to be kind to yourself, because there's so much going on with this astrology, with this energy, that it might feel a bit overwhelming. It might feel like, gosh, you know, how am I going to change this? How am I going to do this? What, you know, it's all too much for me. The language that you're using to yourself is important. So don't be harsh on yourself. Remember to be kind and progress the thoughts in a way that you, where you want them to go, because astrology is energy and we can mold it the way that we want to use it. It's up to us. Okay, so Monday the 22nd, the other thing that we have going on is Venus is making a semi-sextile to Uranus. So what we're going to feel on Monday, a sense of breaking free, not sticking to the norm, not doing what we normally do, but breaking free for love, maybe, or breaking free to spend some money. Maybe we just be a bit irresponsible and go and waste some money or spend some money or indulge in something that we like that we wouldn't normally do. So there's going to be that urge to do that. It might just be as well, you know, I just have that connection with a relationship. It might be a sporadic moment of a connection between you both, or an opportunity to meet someone again if you are single. But there's definitely that scope there for adventure, breaking free from convention and being not being held back and doing maybe what you feel with your heart instead of your head on Monday. Okay, moving on to Tuesday the 23rd. Now the moon moves into Scorpio at 11:19 a.m. and that's East Coast time. So we've got a Scorpio moon for the afternoon, for the rest of the day on Tuesday. Now, what's interesting about that is that we actually have the full moon Tuesday evening, so 7:48 p.m. East Coast time, is we have a full moon in Scorpio. Now, this full moon will happen at 4 degrees of Scorpio. So again, you know, I want you to get to know your charts. Have a look, pull out your copy. Where is 4 degrees of Scorpio in your chart? Which house does it fall into? Because it's going to tell you how it's showing up for you. The house is the how, what's going on? Where is it falling? Which situation, which part of your life is it highlighting? And a full moon is a closure, it's an ending. It's okay, I know what needs to go now. I know what I need to let go of. So there is that feeling of wherever the Scorpio is for you, okay, I need to let go of that. And in the sense of Scorpio, we can look at how, you know, what it is that's showing up, and we can see that maybe there is a passionate reason why you want to end this. You know, there's a lot of intensity and passion around Scorpio. So we can say, oh, okay, maybe there is an absolute need. I can't do this anymore. I just want to, I feel absolutely compelled to say goodbye to this part or this closure, whatever it is. The other thing about Scorpio is there's stuff hidden away, there's secrets. So it might be, I've had enough of these secrets, I've had enough of what I don't know, and that part's ending as well. So watch out for how those show up and end for you. Also remember, like I say, every month, Scorpio full moon, especially Scorpio has a lot of depth to its emotions, a huge, huge depth. So what we're going to see, the full moon and a Scorpio full moon, is again overflow of emotions, in particular with children. Like what I always say, children don't know how to handle their emotions like we do, even we're figuring out most of the time. So look to see how your children, if they're not going to bed on Tuesday night very easily, if they want some comfort, if they feel overwhelmed, it could well be that the full moon is affecting their sense of emotional stability in some way. The other thing we have on Tuesday is Venus making a semi-sextile to Jupiter. So that's a nice, you know, we love our Venus-Jupiter meetups, don't we? You know, Jupiter's the traditional planet of good luck and expansion, and it's coming together with Venus, opportunity for money and relationships in some way. But what it's really doing when these two come together is saying in a semi-sextile, like, there is an appreciation of the good qualities, the good quality stuff in life. You know, I appreciate, especially in Taurus, you know, I really would love a nice to go out for a nice dinner, or I'd love a nice new outfit, or a nice new handbag, the nice finer things in life. So what it's showing you is there's a motivation to act to get what you want in some way. So you might feel, oh, I'd love to save up for a fine piece of clothing or whatever it is, or some food very tangible that you want. And this aspect is giving you that sort of push to say, well, if I want it, I'm going to go and work hard to get it. Also a good aspect for love, again, it's quite a romantic week in a way, actually, because Venus is being aspected nearly every day this week. So we can really see, with Venus being aspected so much, and Venus is in Aries right now, there's going to be this sense of throughout the week of, well, this is what I want. I want you to love me. I want, you know, Venus in Aries says, I want to feel loved and I want to be appreciated. And I want you to tell me all my great qualities. So there is going to be a sense of, well, what do I love and what do I want this week? And how do I go about getting that? Or how do I go about trying to get someone else to acknowledge that in me? So there's definitely a bit of a backdrop there of that Venus being so active in this week. But so with Tuesday, appreciation of what's good, appreciation of a good relationship. If I want to have a good relationship, how do I change to get to that good relationship? There's another aspect there on Tuesday, thinking about that. On Wednesday the 24th, we have Venus again, like I was saying. She's a busy girl, making an aspect to Mars, a semi-sextile. So this again is realizing that my relationship's important, or what is important in a relationship. And again, if you are single, this can be a close relationship that you have, or a business relationship in some way, but there is that sort of realization of, if I want happiness, and if it is important to me, I have to sort of act in a certain way or start things in a certain way. This is quite a creative aspect. We can have some good ideas. We can sort of figure out a new way of moving forward. It's also a very fertile aspect as well. Mars and Venus, you know, that's how you make the baby. So it's definitely a fertile energy there on Wednesday. Okay, Thursday the 25th, we have big day, because this is the day where Mercury stations direct. So we've been in Mercury retrograde. We're in Mercury retrograde until Thursday, and it will move station direct on Thursday. Now, what it's going to do as it stations direct is it's meeting up with the South Node. So what that tells you is, when we have a Mercury retrograde period like we have had these last few weeks, there's a lot of connection to your past. So you might be thinking about your past. There might be something that happens that makes you remember a part of your past. You might hear from someone in your past. Sometimes you can hear from ex-friends, ex-lovers during this time. You might dream about people from your past. So all that stuff is sort of bringing back memories. And what it's sometimes doing is it's asking you to reconnect to the past to sort of figure out the future. And a Mercury retrograde period is that time of reworking a part of your life in some way. So again, we can look at, where is Mercury in our Aries house right now? Where is your Aries house? what parts of your chart, which part of your life are you reworking and figuring things out? We've had all this eclipse energy, we've had all this change. But the thing is, because Mercury is retrograde right now, we're not going to stick to that plan 100%. We're going to have to change it. We're going to have to revise it. So that's what Mercury is doing. So it's paying attention to messages. It's paying attention to what it hears. And it's really thinking about, well, what did the past teach me? And what did I need to know from that to move forward of the present at the moment? So that's really important to sort of think about. The past is going to help me figure out the future in some way. So on Thursday, I'll pay attention to if you hear a message in some way, maybe it's from someone, maybe it's a sign in some way that connects you to a past memory or event that sort of is very informative for you to help you make a decision in some way about or give you some clarity. So pay attention to that. Friday, the 26th of April, we have Mars and Venus again in the semi-sextile. They're back. They've been doing that earlier on in the week. So again, it is that focus on the relationship again. You know, how do I find happiness in it? What is important to me? How do I make a change? The other thing that you might be doing there on Friday is thinking about your finances and your money. How am I going to improve them? I want to make an improvement. I want to change things with my money in some way. What's the best way that I can figure out to do that to make an improvement to my finances or a mortgage or just maybe your income in some way? Okay, Saturday the 27th, we have Mercury and Saturn in a semi-sextile. So when these two come together, this is what, you know, what we want to work on. Saturn's our work. People really fear Saturn when they learn astrology because they think it's, you know, a bad planet in some way, but it's not. It's really just saying this is a part of your life you need to work on right now. So with Saturn making an aspect to Mercury, what that's interpreted as meaning is this is a part of our life where I know I've got to do some work. I know I've got to work on this, but in order for me to be motivated to do so, I have to be interested in what I want to do. So if you're trying to figure out what you want to get done there on Saturday, figure out what you actually like to do in that aspect or what you've got to work on to get yourself motivated to actually get it done. Because some people are like this anyway, they only want to work on what they want to work on. So there is definitely an aspect there of only being motivated if it's something of interest to you. So that's Saturday. Moving on to the last day of the week, Sunday. Sunday the 28th. Now, Sunday is a big Mars-Neptune conjunction. So that's a really big one, and it's an interesting one. Because these two coming together are very, they're very strong. Now, there can be a lot of passionate energy there, for sure. We can be very driven. Sometimes we can be having a strong faith or a strong sense of a faith given your life some purpose. But being able to visualize your dreams, visualize your desires in some way and thinking, yeah, I can have the oomph, the enthusiasm, the energy there I need to help with that particular goal. And this might be connected to a little bit of a spiritual calling in some way or an aspect where you feel enlightened in your life because, you know, Neptune is very spiritual and also it's in the sign of Pisces, which is again very spiritual. So there might be this sort of sense of following your ideals or your morals in some way to help with your desires. It's also quite a magnetic energy as well. So it's kind of good for having some allure or being alluring in some way, definitely with those two coming together. One other thing that I would sort of warn against on Sunday is a little bit of, maybe on a lower form of energy, some paranoia, or maybe being a little bit delusional with how you handle your energy. That could also come up there with these two coming together there in Pisces. One thing that you have to trust when there's a Pisces aspect like with these two is to say, listen to yourself, listen to your instincts, listen to what your gut is telling you over what someone else is telling you. That's probably the best way to handle that energy, that connection there. Okay, so that's it. I'm back. Hope that helped you all navigate through your week ahead. Like I said, it's a busy time. We're still in that eclipse energy. We'll still be there till the next new moon in 2 weeks' time. It's not over yet. The changes are still here. We're still seeing people around us leave and come and go. People leaving, scenarios changing. So watch out for that. And like I said at the beginning, sometimes change can be scary, but you can't have growth without change. So, you know, just remember that when you see a lot of change around you and things that are coming up in some ways, and be kind to those that are going through lots of change right now. Okay, so I hope that helped, and I will be back next week and speak to you about the weekly astrology for the week ahead. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye.